So in many respects, third country scholarships for post-secondary education are really not that much more expensive than third country resettlement overall. And of course, third country resettlement is an important part of the burden sharing with first countries of asylum. And anyone who is resettled, of course, in a third country needs to have the same opportunities and rights as students in that country themselves to post-secondary education. What we do know is that post-secondary education institutions and the education itself is one of the most effective means of refugee integration, with great benefits to the student and to the society overall. And if you're looking at it from an investment perspective, great returns on investment for both the student and the society overall. The costs of post-secondary education scholarships, though, can be managed and shared. What we have found really works well is engaging whole campus communities. So not just, say, the school administration, but the school administration, the faculty itself, and students themselves. So for us in Canada, students are the primary source of the funds for the post-secondary education that goes to those students who come to Canada. I guess the other piece would be, by not engaging post-secondary education institutions, because there's a huge untapped or not fully realized potential there for refugee resettlement, if we don't engage these institutions, we leave a lot of opportunities, a lot of spaces on the table for helping to solve this problem of resettlement. In Canada, we have about 90 post-secondary education institutions who are sponsoring on average 150 refugee students every year to come to Canada, get their education, become Canadian citizens. Those people then go on to support their families back home or to sponsor other people to come to Canada, and they send an incredibly powerful signal to students back in refugee camps to stay in school and do well there because this opportunity exists. Imagine if we did the same thing with every post-secondary education institution in the OECD. That would make a significant contribution to this three-year strategy.